Blog Talk Radio.
What happened? Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party, a book. We were supposed to open with Maynard Ferguson on trumpet, but I guess something happened and it must have cut in and cut out. So, what are we going to do? Let's play Coming Home by the Spinners. Big news tonight is that Clive Bundy is a racist, and you ought to see the Republicans running for cover. Oh, man, I tell you, you trot out that race card, and the Republicans run. They do the do-run-run, man. Apparently, he made a comment, and he was comparing blacks today who are on welfare, they're more of a slave today than they were picking cotton. And, of course, everybody was appalled by that. But because he said that, now everybody that supported his opposition to the Bureau of Land Management is bailing. And they're all on the news media tonight disclaiming that oh, listen, I never liked him. I didn't like the way he wore his cowboy hat. Man, you know, somebody should sit down with the guy and talk to him, and let's find out if he's a racist, because he makes one comment doesn't make him a racist. you know. And I think I mentioned in one of my blogs, there's three forms of slavery in this country today. There's tax slavery, there's drug slavery, and there's sex slaves. And you can see it every day. Every day we got a new teacher, a new scandal. Teacher seduces a student. You know, when I was growing up in the 50s, you didn't want to be seduced by the teacher. No, man. No, they were big. They had a lot of change in their pocketbook, and when they smacked you, yeah, unbelievable. You tumbled for days. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. We're spitting in God's face. We're spitting in God's face all day long. So let's see what's in the news. We got the Walid Chubat. I'm becoming a fan of Walid. You know what he does? He gets his blog in just before I go on the air. So, and he is Islamic, a Christian, watching the Muslims. So, and here's his headline, President Obama now running from his Muslim family members. In a shocking admission by the New York Stalin Times, it's revealed that President Barack Obama is distancing himself from his Muslim family members. What is not revealed is that they are his Muslim family members and that the reasons likely led to a conscious decision. Maybe he's related to Clive Bundy. Maybe we should do some checking, you know, on his mother's side. Yeah, maybe somebody in the family rode with Quantrell's Raiders. I watched President Obama today conning the Japanese Prime Minister that don't worry, if China attacks you, we'll be with you. And would you like to sign my coloring book on the red line? Yeah, you think that Japanese minister and the Japanese people believe anything Obama says? Those people are all Japanese. They're not multicultural. They're all Japanese. Yeah, and they have Japanese experience of dealing with Russia and China and the USA. So you can rest assured right now they are building the nukes that they need to take care of China and Russia. And hopefully they'll be our ally. They are the masters of the first strike, and they're not going to be pushed around. You know, they're only humble until the sword comes out. Mainstream media outlets serve as arms of the Obama White House. Yeah, if you don't know that by now, you don't know anything. You're living in another world. The article is likely intended to insulate the president from very real and increasingly gargantuan scandals. He is scandal-ridden, this guy. He has lost the Middle East. He's lost Europe. I mean, what more? Now he's in Japan telling them, don't worry, I got an umbrella with no holes in it. He's going to protect them with our nuclear umbrella, yeah, which is about the size of one that fits in a Mai Tai. Yeah, we are in trouble. So, the timing of the article's release is noteworthy as well. It was published just 4 days after Barack's brother Malik visited a notorious cult in Abilene, Texas. Local media, which is quite familiar with the founder's history of polygamy and child labor charges, covered Malik's visit. As Shubat.com reported, just 2 days prior to Malik's visit, a leader of the cult was arrested for threatening to kill a judge and several lawyers. He leads his life and I lead mine, said Obama about his half-brother. He said he wouldn't say he and the president had stayed close because even my other brothers and sisters, they're all over the place, Malik Obama added. Right now I would say that things have changed. Well, that's Malik. Malik is he's the black sheep of the family. And there he is, Malik expressing support for Hamas while in Yemen with friends. And they're all connected to Obama by blood. Yeah, by spilled American blood. Yeah, oh boy, it is really sad. There's one comment. Would you like to hear this from a guy named Michael? I'd be willing to go out on a limb and say that he himself is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. Also that Hildebeest Clinton has exceptionally close ties to the Muslim Sisterhood, having had Huma Abedin, Anthony Look at My Wiener Wiener, or Carlos Danger, his alter ego, which is her hubby. You want to hear something about Anthony Awina? You know who his bunk buddy was in college? John the Monkey Stewart. As Hep close personal advisor, how close or intimate we will never know, as well as Huma's mother, which there is no doubt of her involvement in the sisterhood. But I have a better chance of winning every world lottery on the same day as those facts and relatively educated guess on my part have a chance of seeing the light of day in the mainstream alphabet soup networks. ABC, always be communist, right? NBC, nothing but communist. CNN, the Communist News Network. You know, we're not going to win anything until we realize we're up against Putin in the United States. No disrespect intended to this site, which does indeed uncover the truth. I just can't call it mainstream, which is actually a very large kudos to Mr. Shubat himself and the forum of ideas he presents. Thank you kindly, Walid. So, that's one little issue. And from there, we will go back for a tune. And do you know the guy that wrote the tune, The Hokey Pokey? He died recently. He wrote the song, The Hokey Pokey. And it took the Undertaker 4 hours to get his body in the coffin. You know, you put the left leg in, you put the left leg out.
You do the hokey pokey.
You put your left hand in, you put your left hand up. You put your left hand in, and you shake yourself about it. You do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Okay, here is a recent release based on Obama's visit to Japan. A prominent Japanese politician has raised hackles as Barack Obama visits Tokyo by claiming it's an open secret that he and the First Lady are not getting along and that he cheats and that their looming divorce is an open secret. Ooh, that's rough. That's rough. That's a bad day at BlackRock. Unnamed House member under investigation. The Office of Congressional Ethics reported Tuesday an unnamed House member is under investigation by the House Ethics Committee. Let's see. Well, we're not going to go there. We'll wait until they announce his name. What's your name? Is it Sally or Jane? Yeah. You ever hear that song, What's Your Name? I'll dig it up for you one day. Now, DHS watchdog cozy with officials, altered reports as he sought the top job. Yeah, that one's coming to light today. Apparently, he covered up for all of the faux pas of the Department of Homeland Security. He was a super brown noser, and he sold out the American people for points. Now, here's an article that says, this is from the Tea Party Command Center. Okay, you ready for your right-wing secret salute? Put your hand under your right armpit and raise your elbow up and down three times. Treason. Benghazi embassy attacked because Obama switched sides in the war on terror. Oh, he's a switch-header. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. When injustice becomes law, resistance. Come on, do I know who sent me this email? Check out the discussion. When injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. Oh, yeah, we know that. That's a fact. That's why I say let's impeach Obama and avoid bloodshed. More bloodshed. Okay, let's see what it says about Harry Reid now. Fire Harry Reid becomes GOP a rallying cry. Heading into 2014 elections, my friends, do not boo this guy when he comes on the stage. Moo him. Harry! Moo! The cattle rustler of Nevada. He's going to be in the Westerns. He can do Westerns after this. He can be the Riders of the Purple Sage. He could be the cattle queen of Montana or Colorado. He could be the cattle queen of Colorado because weed makes your voice higher. Okay, so if you like your chocolate pudding, you can keep it. Obama is not going to give you oil, and he plans not to pass the Keystone Pipeline. Canadians, you can either wait 3 years until an American gets back into office, or you can reroute that pipeline because this guy's not passing it. What you could do is have an alternate pipeline and then do, in 3 years, complete this one. How would you like to be the Japanese prime minister listening to Obama say, we will fight alongside Japan? How stupid are we to believe Obama has your back? Would you count on him? You see him giving pardons to pot dealers, dope dealers in prison, but you don't see him commuting the sentences to any GI, Marine, military guy that's rotting away in Fort Leavenworth because they broke the Sisi Code. Not in Egypt, where he supported the Muslim Brotherhood, not in Syria, where he armed al-Qaeda, not in Benghazi, where he hung up the phone, had Hillary hang up the phone. Who cares how they died? You know, I'm running for office. We can't be dwelling on dead Americans. Not in Egypt, where he supported the Muslim Brotherhood, look, everybody, it's the Arab Spring. How would you like to be the last guy out of Afghanistan? Ukrainians gave up their nukes under assurances they could come under the American umbrella. And I told you, an umbrella so small it can't be found in a Mai Tai. Japan knows they stand alone. The whole world knows Obama is full of BS. Imagine the Obama jokes at Putin's White House. Very terrible. Here's something from Lloyd Marcus. Lloyd Marcus, a black conservative, one of a kind. One of a kind. Love Affair is another Spinner's tune. When the Spinners first came out, man, I thought I was in heaven. They were great. The Benghazi attack could have prevented if U.S. hadn't switched sides in the War of Terror and allowed $500 million of weapons to reach al-Qaeda militants. That's what the report says. Obama made a boo-boo. Yeah. And all of the witnesses have been muzzled by the muzzlins. Okay, what else we got? Updates. Let's see what this one says. Alabama Supreme Court could end legal abortion in America. What time is it? 7:21? Another 4,700 American babies died today. Oh, and you know what's sad? I don't know if I'm going to pick it up in one of my notes here, but I'll tell you, it comes to mind as I'm looking at this abortion thing. A lot of Canadian abortions are being shipped to Oregon, and they're being used in furnaces to create heat and electricity. Isn't that wonderful? So, the Alabama Supreme Court, in a case unrelated to abortion, the Alabama Supreme Court rendered a decision that could topple the legal spires of unholy abortions here in the USA. The case involved Sarah Janie Hicks, who used illegal drugs while she was pregnant. After her baby was born, the infant tested positive for drugs. You mean like the marijuana that's illegal, or the marijuana that led to heavier duty drugs? If it's the marijuana that's legal, I mean, they're doing it in Colorado. They do it in the daytime. They do it at night. They do it all day long. Yes, you can see them. They're walking up and down the streets. They're the new zombies. They're pot zombies, man. And Hicks was charged with a crime and ended up pleading guilty to violating Alabama's chemical endangerment statute. Her conviction was challenged and ended up before the Alabama State Supreme Court on the basis that the term child did not include the unborn. Do you think when the foundling fathers wrote the Declaration of Independence, do you think they had pregnant women in mind and unborn babies? You bet they did. Life is very precious to those who love life. In an 8-1 decision, the court upheld the conviction of Hicks, Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. Guess what his name is? Roy Moore wrote in his concurring, specially part of the ruling, excerpts taken below from the full document. I concur with the main opinion and with Justice Parker's concurring specially opinion, which rightly notes that because an unborn child has an inalienable right to life covers him too. God says so. From its earliest stages of development, it is entitled to a free life from the harmful effects of chemicals at all stages of its development. I write separately to emphasize that the inalienable right to life is a gift of God that civil government must secure for all persons born and unborn. Oh, man, I want to make my plea for mercy with that judge. You want to hear a couple of comments? This guy is quite lengthy, but it looks like he's got some heady words here. unlikely as long as we continue using their terminology. The battle against this atrocity begins with identifying it correctly. By calling it abortion, we already acquiesced to the opposition's terminology. Look up abortion and miscarriage in any dictionary. A miscarriage is an abortion. What doctors and parents do to infants in the womb is infanticide. Had Roe versus Wade been waged over infanticide rather than abortion, it would never have made it to the courtroom. In fact, by employing the word abortion, Roe v. Wade was won before it ever got to court. The Greek word brephos, employed in the New Testament for infants already born, is the same words used for infants in the womb, Luke 2:12 and Luke 1:41. Without specifying the precise moment, they became a brephos. Therefore, our only option is to then accept that they became such at conception. Thus, intentionally killing a brephos in any point is brephocide, or more properly, infanticide. The point being, we Christians need to stop using the non-Christians' watered-down, politically correct terms such as abortion and gay. It's infanticide and sodomy. There is no power in the former terms against evil, and our first mistake is in acquiescing to the ungodly terminology. Listen to part one of Word Wars and Captive Thoughts, and then he gives you a website, missiontoisrael.org. And the guy underneath says, I concur. Thank you, Alabama Supreme Court, for the ending the double standard that abortionists, child murderers, set for unborn children. Another guy says abortion is murder. The baby slaughter industry may want to go. Planned Slaughterhood, I call them. I'm going to guess. You ever been in a Democrat chop shop? Yeah, you should go there. You know the Democrat Party is the party of death. You know it's also no longer the Democrat Party of JFK and Harry Truman. No, not at all. It is the Communist Party. And they are evil. They kick God off the party platform. Three times they called the vote. Three times they said get rid of God. But somebody lied on the third vote and said, no, the innocent people have it. Yeah. But then the crowd screamed them down and said, no, get rid of them. He said, no, we can't, because then we'll lose votes. So we'll play Christian for votes. As we have seen with gay marriage, it only takes one person to win at the Supreme Court to change society. Hopefully we are seeing the beginning of the end of abortion. 4,700 kids today. Planned Slaughterhood kills 3,000 a day. 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies, 700 Latino niños. Yep, we're wiping out our future. Surely they wouldn't all have been stupid. Surely there might be some scientists among them. Surely there'd be some good musicians among them. Surely there'd be a possible president among them. Surely there'd be a good father or a good mother among them. Why kill them all? Maybe we could spare 4,600 a day and only kill 100. And then we could work on saving the other 100. Susan Fiore, hopefully this case will be used as a precedent-setting case like other cases. If we can cite this case, we may win future cases. Don't hold your breath. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. What about the states that already charge those that kill a pregnant woman and the fetus dies with a double murder? That is good. That is real good. And I've seen it where... you know what was real sad? There were 200 pregnant women that died at 911. Now, those women were all pro-life. And definitely on that day, they were pro-life. And they died with their pro-life children. Child is always pro-life. There's no child yelling in the womb, kill me. And they didn't list the names of those 200. They didn't even count them in the death count. and I count them. And it's too bad that the relatives and the parents or the survivors of that woman with child didn't name that child anyway and put that child's name on the wall along with their age. Yeah. Or at least put the mother's name on the wall, 7 months pregnant, 5 months pregnant, with the child's name. Yeah, no, we're becoming like the Romans in the Colosseum. We got a thumbs down for everybody but us. Yeah. And you know what happens? Respect for women goes down the drain. Okay, we're back, and let's see with this one. The headline on this one from the Tea Party Command Center is check out the discussion. Media Matters gets a free pass from the IRS. Media Matters is George Soros' brainchild. I have a website to compete against that. It's called Media Crap Matters, www.mediacrapmatters.us. And it's a tutorial about communism. I haven't seen it in a while. I'll have to go and check it out, see how it's doing. But just remember, when Media Matters get you mad, go to MediaCrapMatters.us. Now, this is the latest one coming in from Tea Party Command Headquarters. Check out the discussion, Michelle Obama scraps a graduation speech after protest. You know why the kids protested? Not because she's black. Not because for the first time in her life, is proud to be an American. They needed the seats for their relatives, and they didn't want her hogging all the seats. So they signed the petition. And, of course, the school butniks, they denied them. But apparently, Michelle is giving them a boon. Perry rips out of control of federal government. Yes, Perry says, don't take your guns to town, son, BLM. Leave your guns at home. Yeah, I watched them, Charles Krauthammer, sticking the sword into Clive Bundy. And there was another guest on there who's, I think he's from the Washington Post, but don't hold me to it. And he's a real assassin. He managed to take Clive Bundy and wrap him around the Republican Party. And he immediately went after Ted Cruz because Ted Cruz was standing up. And I told Ted Cruz to go there. So if Ted Cruz is in hot water, it's my fault. Because I believed he should have been there. And the issue was the BLM land grant. The issue was not what this guy thinks about race in the United States. His situation is the Rough Riders are from Washington, D.C., came down and killed his cattle. And they used the law as a tool. But let's go back and find out how that law got passed and how long these communists have been conniving to seize real estate using eminent domain and driving small, weak, helpless people with no fight-back money off their land. That's the issue. It's not what Bundy's thoughts are about race. And the fact that he said that blacks were better off as picking cotton than they are on welfare, there may be some truth to that, because welfare is slavery. And if you're three generations on welfare, man, what's the difference? And you got to vote the way the massa tells you, because if you don't, the massa may take your food away. You don't think, you know those two tunnels that they found coming into Mexico? That's not bringing drugs in. That's bringing in voters for the next election. For the party of death, the Party de la Muerte. Let's see what this one says. DOJ, pardon attorney quits. quits as Obama plans to free thousands of drug convicts. You know that there were two GIs tonight that were cellmates of Lieutenant Bahena in Fort Leavenworth? You know, they're on suicide watch. They are so depressed and despondent. You talk about PTSD. How would you like to be sitting in Fort Leavenworth with 10 more years to go on your young life? Your wife is out there. If you're married, your wife is out there with no benefits. And if you got kids, she now has to go to work to feed the family. She'll be on welfare. She'll be on food stamps. And there you are. In your prime, and you're rotting away in a jail because seven judges who are in the military with no combat experience convicted you of a crime called premeditated murder. How's that? That's the new catchword, premeditated murder. You know what they used to say in the Army? Every day you break the law, it's just a matter of when they want to get you. Isn't that sad? So he's going to free thousands of junkies, but he'll let Americans who put their life on the line and gladly would have died for their country
and he'll let them rot in Fort Leavenworth. He won't even look at their file or dossier. And one guy that comes to mind, his name is Miller. He's black. And he's got two kids at home, and he's not even getting a shot. It is really sad. Really sad. He won't even do for his own. Only if you can vote for him, then maybe he'll set you free. So let's see what else we got here. Mount Soledad. You know Mount Soledad? They got a cross on Mount Soledad. It was put up by World War I veterans. Now the communists want to take it down. They used the separation of church and snake. Yeah. It's a sad thing. The battle over the Mount Soledad, a veterans memorial, got hotter this week. Earlier this year, Liberty Institute petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the Ninth Circuit. You know, the Ninth Circuit is where all the communists do their dirty work. Anything they wanted to destroy the Constitution, they run it into the Ninth Circuit. Savage calls them the Ninth Circuit Court of Schlemiels. The circuit's decision declaring the memorial cross unconstitutional. How can a cross be unconstitutional? You know what you ought to do? You ought to go to Normandy and go up on the hill and stand among all the crosses and tell them that the memorial cross is unconstitutional and see if you get a stirring. And to stop the ACLU, the ACLU was founded by a communist. I think his name was Baldwin. He was a full-fledged communist. And they are following in his footsteps. From tearing down the Mount Soledad Veterans Memorial Cross, and we can't let the minority rule the majority. The majority has to stand up and smack down the minority, especially atheists who aren't content to worship nobody. They want to make sure you don't worship anybody. That's because in December, a federal judge gave us 90 days to remove the cross, but his order is temporarily on hold while we appeal. This week, we received support from 19 states, members of Congress, the American Legion, and Ronald Reagan's top lawyer, all of whom filed friend of the court briefs with the Supreme Court. And the case was prominent in Wednesday's Wall Street Journal. But no one's support is more important than your continued financial gifts. If the Mount Soledad Veterans Memorial Cross falls, Liberty Institute and its outstanding volunteer attorney team are leading the defense of the Mount Soledad Veterans Memorial. More Americans are turning to us to defend veterans memorials. You heard about the 40 GIs who died waiting for VA help. In one state. That's another scandal that's breaking. That goes back to my question yesterday. How many agencies can we operate without? Or how many should we keep? As the Wall Street Journal pointed out, the legal battle touches all veterans' memorials that contain religious imagery. That means in Okinawa. You ever see the memorial in Okinawa? The big cross? For those 6,000 Marines that died taking the island? Huh? You never saw that? There's a cross wherever there's an American who falls. And also, there are Stars of David. But today, the cross and the Star of David is the enemy of the communists and the jihadis. Those good Muslims. Those Muslims who are planning a trip to paradise in jihad, which is becoming a martyr for Islam, which is the highest calling one can have, to strap on the old dynamite and go light up the world. Yeah, that's when they don't run their daughters over with trucks. Senator introduces bill to silence Christians. Oh, what's his name? This is from Godfather of Politics. Senator introduces bill to silence Christians and conservatives. And then they go into the story about American colonists who criticized King George III, found themselves arrested and thrown into prison. Sometimes they lost their businesses, homes, and families because of their sedition to the crown. The colonists have no freedom of speech to criticize the king, parliament, or even a British citizen. When James Madison and George Mason penned the Bill of Rights, there was a reason why they made freedom of speech part of the First Amendment. It was the right to speak freely. So, whatever you think of Clive Bundy, he has the right to express himself, whether it's appalling or not. But he's also an American under siege by the BLM. And why did they want his land? The lie was because it jeopardized the life of the tortoise. Now they have so many tortoises, they're thinking of Planned Turtlehood is thinking of opening up an abortion clinic there. In a democracy, people don't need the right for free speech as the people elect their own dictators. Over recent years, we have seen our freedom of speech being challenged, or they do. And the ones that want it, use it the most, now deny it to others. It is really sad. So, the internet has proven to be a tremendous platform for innovation, creativity, and entrepreneurship. However, at times it has also been used as a place where vulnerable persons or groups can be targeted. Senator Markey is the rat from Massachusetts. No wonder Paul Revere climbed out of the grave and moved to another state. Unbelievable. Markey is no good. He is the rat of rats. He voted to burn the flag. He is a pig in a blanket. He is no good. He is evil personified. Yeah, Markey is a rat, and he's a flag burner. Now, let's see here. Let's see what the remarks were. Contact your congressman and make sure that this doesn't get out of committee today and hold their feet to the fire. If you vote for it, vote them out. My friends, you want a clean country? You can do two things tomorrow and you'll have a clean country. One term per termite. Even the good ones got to go. One term and we replace them with another good one. And the other thing is $1 champagne contributions. All of these fat cats in the White House, in Washington, in the Congress, in the Senate, have been lining their pockets and living the good life with champagne contributions. And they're in cahoots with the TV people. I say $1 per champagne contribution, whether it comes from GE or Joe the Plumber, and put an end to bribe-taking. Because when GE gives $100 million to any political party, your vote is gone. Your vote has been thrown in the garbage. You don't count for anything. And the only way that you can count as an American citizen and enjoy the benefits of the Constitution is to limit the champagne contributions to $1. They don't need a penny more. And if you really want to get rid of corruption, deny lobbies the right to go solicit causes. There should be no lobbies. The only lobby should be in a hotel. So, having said that, we'll sneak back for a tune. That's three things you can do to save your country, and you got to build up the military because Putin is coming. And right behind him coming is China. And right behind China is coming Al-Qaeda. And you know what? You're watching all these drones. Have you thought about this? What's going to happen when Al-Qaeda, who wants to take down the new World Trade Center, decides to use drones to do it? Huh? All they got to do is go rent an apartment somewhere. That's it. Go rent an apartment, go up to the roof, send in the drones. Yep. We're in trouble. We're going into a new type of warfare. You have no idea what it's going to look like. You will be a witness to nuclear war in your lifetime. And we don't even practice getting duck and cover anymore. the 50s people were better prepared for nuclear war than we are today. And wait till you see that budget. Oh, George Clooney got into a fight with Steve Wynn, you know, the guy that Wynn called Obama an a-hole. I agree with Wynn. Clooney needs to grow up. Yeah, George Clooney got into a fight in a Las Vegas casino. Wynn was really, he's a spokesman for liberty. Yeah. Weather Underground co-founder, fundraising for Democrat governor candidate. Yeah, well, the Weather Underground, they're the good guys now. They're in the Congress. They're in the House and the Senate. Yeah. Isn't that something? Wonderful. And I say to myself, it's wonderful, wonderful. Okay, you've been good. We'll give you a tune. Let's see what we can find. Daddy's Home, you want to hear about that one? Shocking to learn that there's trouble in River City. That there may be some fooling around going on in the White House. Oh, I hope it's nothing like Bill Clinton, who was given a Nobel Peace Prize. Unbelievable. Okay, here's a song about a guy that got in trouble with a girl. Latest from a judge. Ordinary tools such as pliers, screwdrivers, and wrenches are weapons, and so a Chicago school was correct to punish a teacher who brought them to class for a visual aid, according to a new court decision. The ruling from the federal court in Illinois technically dismissed a lawsuit brought on behalf of the teacher, Douglas Bartlett. He had been suspended without pay for 4 days on the grounds that his use of tools as visual aids endangered his students, despite the fact that all potentially hazardous items were kept out of the students' reach. The claim that tools are weapons is now part of the legal record and can be cited in future cases. Given this type of logic, everything is a weapon. Let's force the logic of the school and judge and the tools as weapons case and argue that water should be banned since people drown in it and it has been used as a murder weapon. Andrea Yates confessed to drowning her 5 children. Laurel Michelle Schlemmer, 40, of McCandless, Pennsylvania, was arrested for drowning her 3-year-old son and critically injuring his 6-year-old brother. So, we're getting ridiculous, aren't we? Is that sad or what? That is really sad. We become a nation of sissies, wimps, and whiners. So we'll go to a girl's tune. We'll jazz you up a little bit. Yeah, I just had it. Where did I put it? Come on here, man. I hate this. it's here. Okay, here we go. Girl's tune. We'll dedicate this to Margie. Thank you. newspaper that dropped the race card on Bundy was the New York Times. That's the New York Times that declared Fidel Castro was the George Washington of Cuba. And the New York Times had covered up the murder of 10 million Ukrainians by the Russians. And their editor, Walter Duranty, took his instructions from the Soviet Union. So, put that in your crack pipe and smoke it. And when Harry Reid says he's going to get a Bundy, he's going to get him. He's going to get him like Bill Clinton got little Elian Gonzalez and sold him to Fidel Castro for future favors. Yes. And when they got little Elian, they got him on Good Friday. Isn't that wonderful, huh? Yeah. Wonder what the significance of that is. But anyway, so when they come for Bundy, put the race card down and look at what they're going to do to this guy. They've already shot his cattle. They've dried up their water supply by destroying the water troughs that the cows drink out of when they were down there. They buried them in shallow graves. Usually Nazis do that, and Soviets, oh, the Soviets, they're great at that. They made 50,000 people disappear in a day, and they shot them all. Yeah, and they're getting ready to do it again. And we're not doing anything because we are the impotent United States. We can't even, nobody even listens to our protests anymore. We'll send John Kerry there. Yeah, he'll burn the American flag right in front of them. Unbelievable. My time is up. Say a little prayer for your country because you're losing it. You have no idea how many times the ACLU goes to court to take another one of your freedoms away. And children that are born today don't even know how many freedoms they lost. And we've got troops in Afghanistan, and you see what the Taliban did today. They killed three doctors, American doctors, who had been there for 7 years helping the poor and the helpless, doing Christ's work. And the Taliban gunned them down. If they had guns, they would have had a chance. But they're not allowed to. They can only sing Kumbaya. It's going to be mean. This World War III is nothing but nasty. And let's hope that our GIs get out of there before Obama betrays them and pulls a Benghazi on the last four guys out. And I bet you they're all looking forward to coming back to the USA.